Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. So this is our first episode since our 2015 holiday break and the conclusion of season one. The gap between Divination episodes has been a bit longer than I had hoped, so I apologize for that, but we're back now, and I can't wait to get things rolling again. In case you forgot, Divination is a podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a proud leader in the premium WordPress theme and plugin market. The goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it is my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. Today's episode is going to be a first for us. It's the first ever Divination short. So instead of a full-length episode with multiple segments and a nice long interview, today's show will be much shorter. I'm guessing 15 minutes or less, hence the name, Divination Short. So the topic of today's show is the Divination podcast itself. I will be sharing the lessons I've learned from creating season one and an overview of what you can expect to see or hear in season two, which will premiere next Friday, February 12th. As you can probably guess, publishing on Fridays is one of the changes that we'll be making. But more on that later. First, let's talk about the lessons I learned creating season one of the Divination podcast. So I could probably write a book on everything that I learned writing, producing, and editing season one of Divination. At the very least, an ebook. But in terms of the broad stroke takeaways, the big takeaways that will have a massive impact on the future of Divination, I was able to narrow the list down to five lessons. Here they are. Lesson number one, 1 hour of content every week is just too much for the average community member. When we launched the first episode of Divination, there was a lot of enthusiasm. It got fantastic reception on the blog, on Facebook, on YouTube, on iTunes. But as the weeks rolled on, I noticed more and more people saying things like, oh, this episode looks so good, I can't wait to listen to it. I just need to catch up on the last three episodes first. So 3 hours behind is not easy to get caught up on. And we noticed in the stats that that seemed to just be happening bit by bit, week after week. So even though the podcast got better in quality each week, and I hopefully became a better interviewer, the amount of people that could keep up with the pace that we were setting dwindled week by week. And that's something I'd like to correct. So my goal moving forward is to make every episode of Divination so useful and so easily consumable that anyone who wants to stay current with us is able to do so. And I'll get into in the next couple of lessons what we plan to do to make that happen. So lesson number two, turns out that 1 hour of content every week was too much for me too. I was actually able to get everything created each week, but between managing the blog, social channels, and creating an hour long podcast every week, I didn't actually have any time to take part in this awesome community that we've built with Elegant Themes and Divi. I was basically just throwing content at you guys without getting a chance to participate in the conversation that was happening on a daily basis. So that's another thing that I want to change going forward. And the only way I can see to do that is if we simplify and slow down. So that means shorter episodes and a staggered release schedule, which I'll get into next. All right, lesson three. Episode releases need to become much, much simpler. Releasing 3 to 5 videos and an audio feed all at once in the same blog post made it easier for people to see just the parts of an episode that they wanted to, but it also hurt our overall content performance. And it probably intimidated some visitors seeing that many videos in one blog post. I gotta imagine that some people hit the page and just said, nah, I'm not going there. I don't have that kind of time today. Without realizing what the intent was. So the biggest negative impact this had, however, was on our SEO and our on-site search. So we couldn't optimize each post for a single topic because in a given episode, we'd have a chat about WordPress news, a story, an interview on a specific topic separate from other topics that we talked about, and a Divination quick tip and some announcements. All of which got actually pretty good engagement on a one-on-one basis or in different channels like on YouTube or Facebook. But when released together, they kind of held each other and the podcast as a whole back by making it harder to discover the individual pieces of content. So we have to come up with a fix for that, and we've got one. In a very general sense, there are two types of content that ended up in every episode. There were segments, and there were interviews. So to simplify things moving forward, we're going to only publish one of those content types at a time. Every other week, starting next week, we will publish a full-length episode of around 30 minutes, which will consist of a single interview. So from now on, every other week, there's going to be one episode, one full-length episode that consists of just one interview. On the alternating weeks, we will publish Divination Shorts. So these are going to be 5 to 15-minute episodes, similar in length to this one, in which we'll feature the types of content that formerly would have been in our segments. So stuff like Divi Quick Tips, design challenges, and some new stuff that we've actually never tried before. Altogether, this will allow us to make each shorter piece of content just that much better. We'll be able to optimize our posts and our listings so that current episodes perform better and past episodes are easier to find. And finally, it'll allow me to participate in the community throughout the week instead of only on podcast release days or when someone tags me into a conversation on Facebook. So I believe that these changes are actually going to be for the better, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on them wherever you're watching or listening to this. All right, moving on. We got some more to cover. So lesson number 4, relatable stories and actionable advice were essential to an episode's success. So this was actually really big. Without fail, episodes with the highest community engagement had the most relatable stories. And those that proved most useful got specific with actionable advice that people could put into practice right away. So I plan on doubling down on these areas when conducting Divination interviews in the future. In fact, one huge benefit of the changes I mentioned just a second ago is that I'll actually be able to spend more time finding and recording the people with the best WordPress and Divi-related stories and the most valuable advice to share with our community. So that's something I'm extremely excited about, and I hope that these things will continue to prove both popular and valuable to you. Lesson number 5, this is the final lesson from season 1. The most popular individual pieces of content to come out of season 1 were by far Divination Quick Tips. So we're going to do a whole lot more of them. Most of the Divination Shorts will consist of Divi Quick Tips. So we might group 2 or 3 into a Divination Short, or spend a full shorter episode tackling one Divi-related problem in detail. Something I think people have been asking for since we started the Quick Tips. And it's definitely some of our most popular content, both on the blog and on the podcast. So hopefully that'll be a big hit with everybody. All right, so those are my 5 big takeaways from Divination Season 1. So now let's talk about what you can expect to find in Season 2. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up in Season 2 of Divination. So one of the biggest changes, aside from those I already mentioned, is that we've reached out to influential members of the wider WordPress community to share their stories and experiences as well. So already we've got some big WordPress names that I'm extremely excited to announce have agreed to appear on the show. Among them are, and there's more, Brian Gardner, the founder of Studio Press, co-creator of the Genesis framework and now partner at Rainmaker. Tony Perez, the founder of Securi, the leading name in WordPress security. Josh Pollock, he's a blogger over at Torque Magazine. He also develops some pretty cool WordPress themes and plugins. But what I am particularly excited about is he wrote the book, literally, he wrote a book on the new WordPress REST API, and he's pretty knowledgeable on that area. And so there's a lot of cool stuff that he and I have already talked about the future of WordPress, what the API is going to mean for the WordPress ecosystem moving forward. It's going to be really fascinating stuff. Additionally, we'll be talking to Pippin Williamson of Pippin's Plugins. So he's created and running one of the most successful premium plugin shops around. They're the creators of the insanely popular Easy Digital Downloads plugin and many others. So we're also going to get into some cool stuff that we've never tried before. So one thing that I'm particularly excited about is we're going to have a Harvard MBA on the show who's agreed to take community business questions in advance. So for all of you who have WordPress and or Divi-related businesses with burning business questions that you want answered so that you can grow your business and move to the next level, that's going to be an episode that you definitely don't want to miss because he's going to be taking your questions in advance, preparing answers, and then we're going to be going over them on the air. And finally, I'm actually going to be getting out of my apartment this season, and we're going to go record some episodes at WordPress events, primarily WordCamps, the first of which will take place this month in Miami, Florida, where I'll be meeting up with at least two future guest hosts to record their stories and interviews. To kick all of this off, next Friday, February 12th, our very first guest of Divi Nation Season 2 will be David Bissett. David is a WordPress developer who hails from the early days of WordPress. I'm talking version 1.5, and he's an avid community member and has been for a long time. He's contributed to both WordPress Core and BuddyPress, which he continues to do. He's also a founding organizer of the Miami WordCamp, all of which we're going to be talking about on the show next week. Well, true to form, that concludes our very first Divi Nation Short. I know we covered a lot of ground in this episode, even though it was short. So if you have any thoughts, comments, or questions about the podcast, feel free to leave them in the comments wherever you're listening or viewing this. And you can also email me directly at podcast@elegantthemes.com. I'll see you next time on Divi Nation, and I'm really looking forward to everything we're going to do in Season 2 and beyond.